This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The following program is rated for mature audiences and may contain adult language, adult situations, and frank safety discussions. The names and certain details have been changed to protect the safe and the unsafe. But believe me, every item in here is true. Hello. Today we're going to talk about the Rated R Safety Show, hosted by my friend and colleague, Jay Allen. This was the Thursday, March 25th, 2021 show. He mentioned a discussion that he was having online where someone was putting up some pretty gruesome videos in the safety industry. I did not see the video, but he asked me to please comment on some of this stuff. Sometimes people put this stuff up because it's clickbait. Sometimes it's to educate, hey, what not to do. A lot of times it's just for shock value. You need to be really careful what you put up online, especially in terms of training videos or safety videos. This is Jim Pozel for Safety Wars. I've been involved or have known of four different situations personally where coverage in the media or online has caused a lot of trauma to some people. The first was a murderer named Andrew Cunanan who killed Versace back about 20 years ago. One of my friends was supposed to be the second victim of Andrew Cunanan, and she, by some weird twist of fate, escaped getting hurt. The second one was Brittany Murphy, the actress. We both attended the same grammar school. We knew a lot of the same people. The third case was one of my friends who was sexually molested by an international child porn ring right here in central New Jersey. The fourth case we've all heard of was on the anthrax cleanup, one of the victims of whoever committed that. I have to be careful who I say. What do all of these have in common? Every once in a while, the news media reports on it. There's an anniversary. Brittany Murphy, there's several TV shows going on, and a lot of those people who are involved with this stuff have to relive it because of media coverage, because of online postings, conspiracy theories, you name it. It's very upsetting to them and very hurtful for them to have to relive this stuff over and over and over again, especially if they're a family member. So you got to be really careful about what you put online. As far as training classes are concerned, we like to show, especially in the old days, we love to show all this graphic stuff, people getting hurt, people getting killed from closed caption TVs. Maybe we have chemical safety board videos, things of that nature. I'll share with you one story. There's a very well done and popular chemical safety board video on a confined space entry fatality. Actually, two fatalities at a facility in Delaware. So I was showing that video as part of a confined space entry class. Guy comes up to me after the class and says, "Jim, you did a fantastic job with that class. However, just realize that you probably shouldn't show that video because this was in that neighborhood, more or less, Metro New York, Metro Philadelphia area, and there are people here that don't agree with that video nonetheless. But, you know, I'm not really going to say anything or, you know, complain, just be careful where you show that." So right then and there, I made a decision, hey, I'm not going to show this video in the geographic region or any chemical safety board video or any other video in the geographic region where that accident happened because I might upset someone, I might be made a fool out of if it's not accurate or something like this gentleman alleged and all this other stuff. So about 2 or 3 years later, maybe more, I'm attending a very large kickoff meeting for a very large project in the oil industry in the Metro New York area. I find out what the agenda is ahead of time, and they're going to show this video. And I went up to the organizers and I said, "Look, you probably don't want to show that video. Probably a real bad idea, because there's some debate with it." And I had mentioned this in my refresher courses for all my outreach training credentials and things. Be careful. I got poo-pooed and this and that. Oh, you don't know what you mean. Those videos are wonderful. Blah, 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 blah. So this guy goes and he shows this video. What do you think happened during that video? They play it all the way through. And he goes up to give his little safety pep talk to about 200 or 300 people. Guy in the front row raises his hand and he says, I won't mention the presenter's name. He said, look, I don't know why you folks showed that video. You're well-intentioned, obviously, but I wouldn't show that video because I was on the crew that lost those two people, where those two people died. And by the way, that video and what we told the investigators and everything and what the truth is totally different. That is not how it happened. This is a travesty. And he went on and on and on how this was not an accurate video. He ended up having to relive the trauma of losing two of his co-workers because of this video. So what's my point? We love to show these videos to safety guys and safety girls, right? We love them. We show this, they're free, they're online, it's open source, no copyright because it's government video, or maybe it's a news report so it's in the public arena. This, that, the other thing, but you gotta be very careful because you may trigger someone and it may not even be accurate. The other thing is this, there's a lot of videos out there that show people who got hurt and made miraculous recoveries. There's this one where a guy was electrocuted, probably should have died from the injury, and he recovered. What do you think now the message received? The message sent is intended, don't get electrocuted, don't get hurt. What's the message received? You could get electrocuted and recover. Yes, that is the message received by a lot of workplaces, a lot of corporate cultures. So the question is, when do we show these horrible videos? I did one time in the last 15 years or so. I had to show a blood and gore video to drive a point home. It was for lockout and tagout. So we're at a facility and nobody wants to do the lockout and tagout stuff. And they said, Jimmy, this lockout tagout stuff is a pain in the neck. No one ever gets hurt. So I said, you know what? During this week's safety meeting, I'm going to prove to you that this is not baloney, that this is not BS, any of this lockout, tagout stuff. And I went to a website, I won't mention the name, where they have accidents that actually have happened, like videos, where, you know, you have the closed-circuit TV, surveillance video, people are getting hurt in all various ways. And I put down lockout, tagout accidents, or accidental machine startups. And I got 17 minutes of video of people getting sucked into machines, getting killed, getting hurt, you name it, I got it. Now you may say, Jim, why would you show this? We're a victim of our own success sometimes. And our success is this, worker safety. In certain industries, like the energy industry, there's a possibility that you could go from the day you start work at 18 till the day you retire sometime in your 60s without ever seeing a catastrophic incident, because the corporate cultures are that strong, the procedures are that good, everyone is on the same team, you're not dealing with an antagonistic safety department or management, so that's possible. So what happens? Well, why are we doing this stuff? We don't need to do it anymore. That's really the only time I would ever use any type of blood and gore, and that would be for a very focused group of people with a very specific purpose, right? And I would let everyone know, this is a blood and gore video. If you have a problem with blood and gore, please leave the classroom, because this is what the purpose is. It's to drive home that we're not doing any of the safety stuff because it's all BS and baloney and we're trying to give you a hard time. So, this is my response to Jay Allen, my friend and my colleague. He asked me to comment on it. I decided to make a podcast episode off of it. Just be careful out there. Be careful what you show. Be careful what information you convey. Be careful what videos you use, what training material. The blood and gore, I found out, really isn't necessary the overwhelming majority of time. Like I said, one time in 15 years, and really not necessary to drive the point home. For Safety Wars, this is Jim Polzel.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.